Vanderbilt, left to right, Jessica Mooney, Jennifer Risper, and Coach Melody Balcom. Coach, if you could, a quick comment, and we'll take questions from the players and go questions for you. Thank you.
Well, I think it was a really hard-fought game by both teams. Auburn did a great job defensively. We were really out of sync on offense. I think they turned the ball over a ton, and they really took us out of what we do. I was really impressed with their defensive effort. On the other hand, I was impressed with our defensive effort. I think we did a great job rebounding, and rebounding was our number one key, rebounding the basketball and keeping them off the glass because that's what they're so good at. I think we knew each other really well playing so recently. And we both did a good job preparing our teams and taking our strength, each other's strengths away. So you saw a really good, hard-fought defensive battle.
Okay, we'll take questions for the players. Who's up first here? Here we go, right there.
Jeff, can you talk about how important you knew that free throw shooting would be down the stretch in a game like this?
Free throw shooting is important in every game. Coach emphasizes it in practice. We work on it at the end of practice every game. Every practice we have to hit 80% or hit 5 in a row or some kind of thing before we can go home. So we know that's an important emphasis for every game.
Follow up.
Jennifer, can you talk about they did a good job of shutting down Christina. Didn't score until 1:43 left. You the other guys having to step up and take up the slack there.
What's your question?
To picking up the slack with Christina Nuts.
That's just what a great team does. You know, you're just there for each other. Even if Tina's shots weren't falling, yeah, she could have did a better job maybe attacking the basket a little bit more, but as a team, we're going to stick up for each other and just, you know, pick up for each other's slack.
Right here in the middle first.
Jim, can you talk about your teammates and what your team's response to adversity, of which there was a fair amount of various kinds in this game?
I thought we did a good job. For example, Tina, maybe a lot of shots she shot didn't go in, but she hit a really big shot at the end of the game. And also Amber got her amazing offensive rebound and went to the free throw line and hit two big free throws. So, again, yes, you know, we're battling back and forth throughout the game, but when it counted, when it mattered most, our team stepped up.
Right here on the left.
Jim, can you talk a little bit about whether you think this game being close and all has made more of a benefit than if it would have been, say, a 15-point game, 17-point game like it was when you played a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it just prepares us a little bit more. You know, it gets us more focused for the next game.
Anything else for players? Okay, thank you, players. Now for Coach, right here.
Melanie, was it a little frustrating? I mean, there was quite a discrepancy at the free throw line, and you guys were having a hard time, and it wasn't like you weren't trying to get the ball inside.
Yeah, we wanted to get to the free throw line a lot more. We wanted to drive. We wanted to take them off the dribble, and we wanted to get the ball in the low post to Liz and draw fouls, and the opposite was happening. We were getting offensive foul calls, travels. We were turning the ball over in the post, and when we drove, we were just making bad decisions on when to drive, when not to drive. We weren't seeing the help and making the decisions on whether to kick. Last time we played them, we drove and kicked a lot. Tonight, we drove and tried to shoot up over two and came up empty a lot.
Melody, did they do anything special on Christina, or was it Christina's struggles?
I thought they did a great job on everybody. You have to key on Tina. They did a great job on her. I mean, they took her out of a lot of things. She did get looks early on that she usually knocks down and didn't. But I think that, you know, they continued to take her looks away. And we just started going to Risper a lot on, and Jess. Jensie had a big drive, really because we wanted to penetrate more.
You guys were tied up going down the stretch, and Christina was 0-8 from the field. Talk about her stepping up and making that shot, her first field goal the entire game, maybe the biggest of the game.
When she made that shot, we all breathed easy. I mean, I think we became, as a team, tense because she wasn't hitting her shots, and we rely on her so much. And she has been so consistent for us, so consistent, and has been the go-to, has hit so many big shots. And what's nice to know is no matter how she struggled all game offensively, she took big charges, she stepped up at the end and made that big shot. And to be able to do that says a lot of her maturity on the floor as a player.
Right here.
How much does it help being on this floor? I mean, you know, this team, you know, has had so much turnover since the last title was won here, but you know, you mentioned earlier in the week you all were going to talk about what this program has done here. Is there a little bit to feed off of their familiarity?
I don't think here. I don't think anybody played, if I'm correct, Carol. I was here. So I have a lot of familiarity. You know, I haven't brought a team here that's lost a game yet, but I just keep telling our kids that we're successful here. We joke about it with the freshmen. You know, we haven't lost here yet. You need to know we don't lose here. So it's talked about. I think what's more familiar is winning last year and having a lot of players from last year, the sophomores, be so successful, and the juniors and the seniors playing in that game. That's probably more important to them right now than where the game is. We love playing in Nashville because our home fans get to be here. And it was just amazing how many people stayed tonight when the weather's so bad and it's so late.
You're right here, Coach.
Melanie, do you think it's more of a benefit for this game to be close like it was than if it was more of a blowout?
I hope so. You know, you don't ever want a game to be close, but at the same time, we haven't been in a lot of close games. Down the stretch, we've been playing really well, and our games have not been close, and we have not had to hit big free throws or execute down the stretch. And that's one thing we just talked about in the locker room, is building confidence from that we were able to be successful doing that.
Same question for you as to the players. Can you talk about your team's response to the various kinds of adversity in the game?
What specific adversity?
Well, built a lead, and lots of times during the season, you have built a lead and gone on to put the game away. That didn't happen tonight. They came back. There are the officiating. There were lots of travels called. There were fouls called.
You mean technical?
I wasn't mentioning that.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if it's adversity. I think things weren't going our way. And generally, they have been going our way. And I think it was one of the things that, you know, our staff and players on the bench really had to step up for everybody else. And we talked to each other about staying calm. Obviously, I didn't do so well at it. But I did tell my players to let me talk to the officials. Don't lose your cool. And I think we were starting to do that, just getting very, very tight. And you could see it in their body language. So we asked for our players on the team, on the bench to help, as well as the staff, to just encourage and be positive and down the stretch. And I think they really did that.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank
you. See you tomorrow night.